The following is a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC. Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
And Rose Gray is here with you for the next hour. I'm Libby Collins. If you'd like to get through on the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line, we have lines open right now at 855-616-1620. And good morning, Rose.
Hey, Libby, how are you?
I'm doing very, very well. But, you know, we were talking about this before we went on the air, and you said it's really kind of interesting how people have a real desire right now. They want to get away. They want to go somewhere. But they keep, you know, you listen to the news, you watch TV, and you keep thinking, oh, should I go or not? And you're hearing a lot of that from people.
We are. And actually, what I want to do, Libby, is just have an open forum today. Certainly, we welcome all calls and all texts and all of that. But if you just want to weigh in, let us know, I'm ready to travel, I'll go tomorrow. I'm ready to travel, not till a vaccine. I'm not ready to travel for a really long time. Let us know where you are. I'd love to get some feedback from our listeners about what's happening. You know, Royal Caribbean let everybody know through social media and various other news outlets that they're going to be taking volunteers on some practice cruises, we'll call them. By Wednesday, they had 10,000 volunteers. I hope people who are considering it have done a little research and found out what it's going to be like. You're going to be put to work while you're on the ship.
What do you mean? You're going to be put to work swabbing the deck?
Yeah, and not so much physical, but there are going to be all kinds of testing protocol going on the entire time. They may ask you to do a number of different embarkation and disembarkation practices for the crew. So even if they would go to their private island, for example, they're probably going to say, we're going to do a couple of tests on the muster drill, which is that drill that nobody likes, but everybody has to participate in. So
when you're kind of all close together.
Yes.
Too.
And so they've got to come up with a new way to do that. There's just all kinds of things. And so there may also be some cruises that go nowhere. It might be a cruise to nowhere.
A cruise to nowhere.
Yeah, I've actually been on several of those. Usually when there's a christening of a ship, they'll put some media and some travel people on the ship, and they'll just put you out to sea for two days to experiment with it. And then you come back and you say it, let everybody know what your experience was like. And that may be happening as well. We also heard that NCL, Norwegian Cruise Lines, is going to be the next one to be asking for volunteers. So if you're interested, there's a link to their website that you can sign up to. You can also do it on Facebook.
Is there any charge?
No, I mean, no. But people have to remember, they have to get there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think Floridians, there will probably be a lot of Floridians. So anyway, that's what's going on in the world of cruising.
Wasn't there a cruise this week, though, where they...
Yeah, that was the Sea Dream.
So what happened with that?
The Sea Dream had 66, I believe it was, passengers, and there are 5 confirmed cases now on board. So they went back to Barbados, where the ship had embarked from. And it turns out, after doing a little more research, that there are family members. They're all in one big extended cabin. It's like a big suite, family suite, and they're in it. So it's not, is it good? No, not at all. It was a little bit of a setback, but Sea Dream was the first one that decided they were going to try it out, and that's what happened.
All right. Well, if you've got a comment, I think this is a great place to get your thoughts out about travel. Are you ready to go? And if you're not, why not? Give us a call on the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line at 855-616-1620. We've already got some calls coming in. Jackie from Waukesha, Steve from Oshkosh. We're going to get to both of you and all your calls as well. It's all ahead on the Fox World Travel Show right here on WTMJ. It's 914 and 38 degrees.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
And it's kind of an open forum today. We're just asking the question, where's your head right now as far as travel is concerned? You can get through on the Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text line at 855-616-1620. And let's go to Jackie in Waukesha. Good morning, Jackie. You're on WTMJ.
Good morning. Hope everybody is well there.
We're doing great, thanks. How about you?
Good. We are great. We are great. I have a couple of friends, a couple couples who want to travel to someplace warm. We've been looking at all-inclusives in either Riviera Maya or Dominican for like February, March. And we're ready to go, but I'm wondering what's everybody's opinion on how is it down there?
Yeah, so I was there in September, flew nonstop on American Airlines. The protocol on the airlines themselves, I have no fear of. I'm perfectly fine. Every airline has come to Fox and said, let us tell you what we've done. Let us tell you how we're taking care of our passengers. And for me, that's fine. Everybody must wear a mask. It's mandatory. Sanitary wipes and everything you need is right there. Upon arrival in Cancun, we were asked to show a health form that we were given in Chicago. It basically said, I feel fine. I don't have a temperature. There's kind of an archway that you walk through in the Cancun airport that is able to zoom in on the people that walk through it and take a temperature. It's a temperature scanning archway. The resort that I stayed at was the Hyatt Ziva. The protocols were so over the top that you would feel safer there than you might at your local grocery store. I actually had an opportunity 2 days ago to interview the manager of our Fond du Lac office, who just returned from 7 days at one of the Riu properties in the Riviera Maya. Her experience was very similar to mine. Temperatures taken every time you went into a restaurant. They were trying to eliminate menus by giving everybody an opportunity to scan a barcode, and then they used a QR reader for your menu. All the staff was completely masked up. In fact, at the Hyatt Ziva where I stayed, they actually even wore face shields and masks.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So as far as the guests are concerned, the government has just given the Quintana Roo is the county that all of that is. It's called states in Mexico. They are been given the opportunity now to go to 60% capacity. And they were at 40% when I was there. Many people did wear masks. It's not mandatory on property. With that few people at the resort, social distancing at the pool is absolutely doable. My experience was that my swim-up bar was open. The gym was not open, but the spa was not open. Now, this is the end of September. Terry's experience was that she had spa services available to her, which she took advantage of. The gym was open, but their swim-up bar was not open. But they said they made up for that by having staff that never stopped asking, can I get you a drink? Can I get you a drink? Can I get you a drink? So right now we're hearing Cancun is high, high up as far as protocol and getting good ratings, as well as Cabo. Cabo is really getting good reviews as well. So I would just keep monitoring it. And there are people booking now with Fox, and to my knowledge, nobody is saying no to the insurance. They're taking the cancel for any reason insurance that the vendors are offering. Then you have the opportunity to move it to a different date or get a refund. So that's where things stand, Jackie.
All right. That sounds great.
Thank you. I'm glad to hear you're itching to travel. Thanks for calling.
Exactly. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Jackie. And we've got more. Steve from Oshkosh. Julie from Lake Geneva. Are you ready to travel? If so, where do you want to go? And the Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text line is open for you at 855-616-1620. We're going to get to more people's thoughts on that. It's all ahead on the Fox World Travel Show right here on WTMJ.
No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
And we've got Steve coming up in just a second, but we've got a couple of events coming up this week, don't you?
We do. So this week, Tuesday, is book club. And for those of you who heard me talking about this great book club event that's happening on Tuesday, I really do encourage you, if you can, to just go ahead and join us. Even if you haven't read the book, even if you haven't received the book yet, at the very bottom of the description of the book of the month, which is How to Be a Family, the Year I Dragged My Kids Around the World to Find a New Way to Be Together, Dan Coyce, there's a Facebook link. And if you click on that, Dan has a video that he will tell you all about how they determined how they were going to do it and those kinds of things. But it give you a little incentive to join us. So again, just because you haven't read the book, do not feel that you can't join in the fun. Andrea Pratorelli will be hosting on Tuesday night. It's at 6 p.m. And we have a bit of a Milwaukee connection here. He was born and raised in Whitefish Bay. So that would be good. And then we also want to remind everybody on under resources, when you go to events and webinars, you will find a link to the Platinum Partners series that Fox is currently engaged in. And this time it's going to be December 1 and it's going to be all things Disney. Join Marissa, one of our Disney Dream Team members, as we talk all things Disney with Frank, our rep from Disney Cruises, Disneyland, Disney World. I have to correct something I said last week, Libby. We had a call from somebody asking about Disneyland, and I said, yes, it's open, but the downtown Disney experience and the Lake Buena Vista shops are open at Disneyland, but the parks at Disneyland are yet to be opened.
Really?
Because the government, the state government in California is not allowing it, is my understanding. So hopefully we have that listener still from last week, still listening to this week. So.
All right. Well, let's go to Steve in Oshkosh. And Steve, are you ready to travel?
Yeah, we're really itching to go. Unfortunately, we had four trips planned this year, and three out of the four were canceled on us by the venue, wherever, a cruise line or whatever.
Sure.
So what we've done is pretty much a total reset. In other words, what we were going to do this year, we're doing next year.
Well, good for you. So you just basically moved into 2021, leave 2020 behind, and we're hoping all things. So are you going anywhere right now that's would require a COVID test if you were to go today?
Yes, like we actually just changed a trip to Jamaica where they do require the COVID test. And the only reason we were going to go in December, we changed it, is just a concern of that if something went wrong in Jamaica, how would the healthcare be there? So
right.
We decided to move it to spring break next year, and by coincidence, that's when we were going to go originally. So.
Good. Well, I'm glad to hear this hasn't scared you off of traveling completely. Keep traveling. And if you do get a chance and you want to share an experience upon return, we're always welcome to that, too.
Yep. Thank you.
Thanks, Steve.
Thank you, Steve. Have a good one. Okay, we've got Julie in Lake Geneva. And what about you, Julie? You ready to get on a plane or a boat and go somewhere?
That's a good question. I guess I have a flight going down to Florida in February, which I'm comfortable with. I'm less comfortable with, we have September Alaskan cruise and going with my brother and his wife. But, if we have to wear a mask the whole time, that's not going to be really enjoyable, in my opinion. So I'm wondering if Rose has any great guesses on what she thinks 2021 is going to look like.
Well, we have about eight or so Alaska trips booked from June into the end of July, end of August. And we have a great many people who were originally scheduled to travel in 2020 that moved over to 2021. So we are very optimistic. We're keeping our fingers crossed. As you're well aware, Alaska was one of the places that really, really put the the clamps on things early. The Canadian government mm-hmm. didn't allow for any ships to sail into or out of Vancouver, which were some concerns, or which caused the problems, I should say. And so we're moving forward. We decided that we can't just take a wait and see approach, because as you know, probably from your experience, these ships, especially if we're doing something with a tour cruise particular itinerary, those things book up so fast. And so we decided we needed to move forward, and we're hoping that when the first Alaska trip is happening at the beginning of June, Alaska's let us in and all things have you know, taken a turn for the better. With regard to the mask situation, I'm not certain how that would be actually on the ship, but certainly when you are in Alaska in the wide open spaces, I'm thinking you're going to have some freedom to take the mask off. We are hearing from a number of cruise lines, I also want to point out, that they're only allowing passengers to do excursions that they book through the cruise line, because they feel like then they can have a handle. You know how sometimes we've talked about other companies out there that book those excursions, or the man that's standing mm-hmm. on the pier in Juneau when you get there and saying, hey, you want to take a whale watching? They're insisting that everybody only book their excursions now through the cruise line so they can monitor it a little bit better.
All right, Julie, hopefully that answers
all
your question.
Let's all cross our fingers for Julie and all of the travelers.
Thank you.
Thanks, Julie.
All right. Thank you. We've got more lines open on the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and text line 855-616-1620. We'll get to Chuck in just about 3 minutes.
Before you pack your suitcase, hear from the experts. Here's more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
We have quite a few questions coming in, Rose, on the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and text line. Okay, just text it in. We have just booked a vacation with Globus with Fox World Travel. Does Globus provide the airport to hotel transfers?
Typically, if you are coming in on the day that the tour starts, I know that they do. Sometimes, depending on the tour, if you're flying in a couple of days early and haven't booked their pre-stay packages, then you may be on your own for the transfers. But very often, I mean, almost always, the Globus transfers are included, and you just basically go through immigrations and customs, standing there. Oh, I'm assuming this is an international trip. It may not be, because Globus goes all over the world. This could be in the U.S. In the baggage area, there will be a person holding a sign that says Globus, and then they will show you to your transfers. It's easy as pie.
All right. Let's go to Chuck in Jefferson. And Chuck, are you going to Hawaii?
I'm thinking about it. Actually, I texted Rose last week, and she gave me the link. And I had some couple questions on after reading through the link. It's sort of confusing, so I want to just see if I'm understanding what she had sent me.
Yes, it's confusing for everybody, Chuck. We should let everybody know. So on the 15th of October, Hawaii lifted their mandatory 14-day quarantine if you can provide a negative COVID test that's been taken within 72 hours of the flight that gets you to Hawaii. So, Chuck, you were hoping to spend some time on the West Coast. That probably is going to force you to take the test while you're actually in California, right?
Yes, that was the question, because it said a multi-city flight, which we're not doing, but I think we fall in the same category because we're looking to possibly fly in one day on a Saturday into San Jose, and then fly the next day from San Jose to Honolulu.
Right. So
that would probably count.
Yep, and you exactly. It's the last flight. So here in Milwaukee, we have no nonstop options anywhere to Hawaii. If we wanted to do Chicago to Honolulu, we could do that. But many times we have to make a connection in either Minneapolis or the West Coast or San Francisco or wherever it might be. And that COVID test has to be within 72 hours of the last flight you're on that gets you to the island that you're flying to. Then the other thing we should tell the listeners, Chuck, is there's some confusing verbiage on the official websites for Hawaii, because the counties of Hawaii, we should tell people that Hawaii is made up of a lot of different islands, many of which are grouped into a county. There's Kauai County, there's Maui County, which includes Lanai, and then there's the Big Island, and that's Hawaii County, and Molokai is actually its own county. So every county has a different rule, and quite honestly, if I've read this through a number of times, I've asked a couple of experts, we all believe you have to have a current test when you go between islands that is not more than 72 hours. So one way you can do these, I should tell everybody that there, 4 months ago, there was one or two companies that were doing the self-administered COVID test that you send in and get your results within 48 hours. Now there's a slew of them on the web, on the internet. So the one that we've talked about is letsgetchecked.com. There's another one that I know a lot of people have been mentioning that are doing the Dominican Republic, because they're doing random testing at 3-10% of the people that arrive. And some people are saying, I'm not even willing to take that chance. And so they're doing some as well. Pixel is another one that you can do. So take a look. There are some that will do online. And then you basically send it off in a prepackaged type box that they give you, and then you have the results. They send you the results within 48 hours. Chuck, let me ask you, is that the way you interpreted it as well when you read through what I sent you?
Yeah, I did interpret, because we were looking to stay in Kauai, stay in Honolulu area for like 2 or 3 days. And then, so then I'm thinking, I clicked on each one of them, and it's like, yeah, it's 72 hours, so that means we have to get retested every island we go to. That's the way I understood it.
And yes. Like, wow. And again,
I don't know how. I'm guessing they're going to make them pretty easy to get there, but you don't know.
Well, what I would do is I would have them in advance. I would have those kits with me in advance. You basically, it's a saliva test. You basically package it up and send it off. And in 48 hours, you would have an answer. But again, that's Hawaii. I would just make sure that the shipping and all that works. Something else I should let everybody know is that these range in price between, I've seen them as cheap as $99, and I've seen them as much as $199. Now, this Pixel Labs that I researched a little bit, they're the only ones I can find right now that are actually not making you prepay it. They're giving you they're submitting to your insurance company, and then if it is denied or declined, then they ask you to pay for it. So that maybe,
and then would be certified by the Hawaii Health.
Well, by the time you go, now you're talking about going in 2021, they may be.
Yep.
Right now, they wouldn't be. On the list, there's a bit long list of approved companies that Hawaii will accept, and they're not the self-administered ones.
Is Barbados, and we talked about the shipping port of Barbados, are there rules similar where you got to get the test ahead of time, I'm guessing, too? Correct?
Yep. There are very, very few places right now. That's why Mexico is doing as well as they are, because they're currently not asking people who are arriving to provide a negative COVID test.
Okay, Chuck. Okay. Thanks for calling. I appreciate it. Just a follow-up on Hawaii.
Yeah.
Are the prices for travel there, are they a little better than they've been in years past, or are they pretty much holding their own?
Well, I would say not as remarkably low as you would think. When we're going into January and February, we're not seeing surprisingly low pricing, because these poor hotels and resorts are scrambling to make up for an entire loss of their season, pretty much. And so right now the deals are pretty good, because they know that people have some maybe misgivings or are a little bit timid about the whole thing. But once we get into January, where for whatever reason people just think that's the light at the end of the tunnel, we're not seeing outstandingly low prices.
All right. Well, we've got some questions from Gail and Lloyd about canceling cruises, about going to Puerto Vallarta. We're going to get to all of your questions right ahead on the Fox World Travel Show here on WTMJ.
Getting you your dream vacation without the headache. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
And I'm Libby Collins along with Rose. Rose, just a text here. Is the PGA Maui Classic still on for this year?
It is still on. The question remains, will there be anybody in the galleries? For those of you who woke up with me at the crack of dawn to watch a little Masters before I came in this morning. There's no gallery. There's no people in the stands. And so right now, I just looked, you can buy tickets to it's the Century Tournament of Champions. It's the old Maui Classic. And they're selling tickets. So one would assume that happens like the January 8th and 9th, something around there. So again, maybe we're fingers crossed things will work out for us, but that's what I know.
All right, let's go to Menominee Falls and talk with Gail on the Fox World Travel Show. Hi, Gail.
Hi. I'm so glad I got through. I'm planning on going to Puerto Vallarta the beginning of January, but what I don't know is, are there special requirements? Do I need a COVID test before then?
Well, you need to keep monitoring that for sure, because an asterisk must be put at the end of every statement I make with regard to current requirements. Right now, Mexico is not asking for negative COVID tests when you fly in. You know that driving across the border is a whole different thing. But I should tell you, currently, that particular resort destination of Puerto Vallarta is in the big, big state of Jalisco. And Jalisco just went to a curfew situation from 7 p.m. to 5 a.m. to everywhere throughout the state of Jalisco except Puerto Vallarta. So, so their cases, just like we're seeing throughout the world, are increasing, and that's their way of shutting things down a little bit. So could that change? Absolutely. So at this point in time, Puerto Vallarta is not included in the curfew.
All right, Gail. Hopefully that helps you out.
Yeah, because I haven't heard anybody calling in about Puerto Vallarta, and I should think it too would be a place people would want to be traveling.
Yeah, I think because Cabo came out with their big campaign to let the travelers know what protocol were in place, it seems like more people are inquiring about Cabo right now. But that is not to say that won't change. And Puerto Vallarta is in Mexico, so currently no negative COVID test needed.
All right, Gail, thanks for your call. Let's go to Lloyd in Glendale. Hi, Lloyd, you're on WTMJ.
Hey, good morning. Hey, we and a couple of friends had a cruise planned for next April from Puerto Rico to Barcelona. We decided this week to bite the bullet and cancel. Mm-hmm. So far, it looks like there's not been a problem with getting the refund from NCL, but we have not yet purchased the airfare from Milwaukee to Puerto Rico, but we did purchase airfare from Barcelona to come back home. I did that through Expedia, and I have not been able to reach anybody on Expedia. Just sit on hold and on hold. But from what I've heard, the cancellation fee is more than the cost of the cruise itself, so therefore, or the airfare. Therefore, you will not get a refund.
So,
I'm just wondering if there's anything else we can do.
Well, yeah. Sadly, when you book through a third party like that, sometimes they have different rules that they've added on to the airfare. Now, it was my understanding for a long time when you booked certain carriers, there were no penalties at all. Do you have something from Expedia stating that that's a non-refundable ticket with penalties?
The itinerary I have does not say anything that I can see about being non-refundable.
Right. So that's what you need to do, because quite honestly.
Well, yes. I'm sorry, Rose. It does. Tickets are non-refundable, non-transferable, and name changes are not allowed.
Okay. But that doesn't say that it won't hold its value. So can I ask what airline it is?
From Barcelona to Lisbon, it's BCN.
Okay.
And then,
well, BCN is the city. BCN is the three-letter city code for Barcelona.
Oh, yeah. I do not see an airline on here.
Is it Iberia, maybe?
TAP Portugal.
Okay, so TAP Airlines. Okay, so I would probably, if you can't get through to them, I would call the airline directly. We know that when you're booking with some of these online Expedias and Travelocities and cheap tickets.com and things like that, they laid off so many people that those customers that book with them are having a really hard time getting through to them. If you can't get through to them, what I might suggest is giving the airline itself a call. Now, they may not talk to you because sometimes they say, oh, I see you booked this through a third party and you didn't book it through us, mm-hmm. but they should be able to give you some answers. I believe in my heart of hearts that they will let you keep the value of the ticket to reuse. That's what I believe will happen.
That's what I was kind of hoping that we can, you know, whatever airline it is, I think it's United, I'm not positive,
yep.
but that we can have a credit towards a future flight somewhere.
Right. So if you can't get through to Expedia, try going directly to the airline.
Good luck, Lloyd. Thanks for your call. Take care.
W277CV and WTMJ Milwaukee. From the Annex Wealth Management Studios, this is News Radio WTMJ. Start your relaxing vacation with some relaxing planning. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Before we forget, Rose, let's remind everybody about the book club.
We're going to go to resources at foxworldtravel.com. Then we're going to see book club. There is a link for you to register. There's a little profile of Andrea Pratorelli, who will be hosting it. She is the manager of our Sheboygan location, as well as our destination weddings team. Then there is Dan Coyce, who's the author. There's a link to a Facebook page that would give you an opportunity to hear the video that Dan sent us.
And also, Disney Night's coming up.
Disney Night. So again, under resources, events, and webinars, you have an opportunity to join Marissa and our good friend Frank from all things Disney, including Disney World, Disneyland, Disney Cruises, and even a little Euro Disney, etc. That is the Platinum Partner Series that's happening on December 1st.
All right, let's go to Dan in Campbellsport. Hey, Dan, you're on WTMJ.
Hey, good morning. So I briefly heard one of your past callers talking about Puerto Vallarta.
Yeah.
And I just came back from there. Just on Monday night, we landed.
Tell us about it. Tell us about it.
Well, there were restrictions. So we stayed at the Sunscape.
Okay.
I believe that,
yep.
that resort.
Yep. It's one of the AM resorts. Yep.
Okay. Understood. Anyway, so when we got down there, there were restrictions, so 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. After that, you're on your own, technically, or you're supposed to be in your room.
And, so they had a curfew in place at the resort.
I'm sorry, I missed what you said.
They had a curfew at the resort?
Yes, they did. All the resorts in that little window had that 8 p.m. curfew, where they shut everything off. You could still walk around, but you couldn't do anything or get a cocktail or whatnot. So we kind of just changed our timetable, so we started earlier and then swam until we could.
Happy hour started at 2 p.m. instead of 5 p.m., and that's good.
Correct, pretty much like good. That. And we ate dinner, and then we were back in our rooms by 8:30-ish.
Perfect.
So it was a little inconvenience. I do have a couple disappointments. The resort had no.
I'll tell you what, Dan. We're going to have to ask you to call back next week with your disappointments. We'll be on edge until then to hear what they are. But thanks for your call, Rose. As always, if people want to reach out to you,
So 866 Go Fox Go 11 to 5 on Saturdays. No Sunday hours right now. Website is foxworldtravel.com. The book club is happening Tuesday night at 6 p.m. Please join us. It'll be a blast.
Rose will be back next week. Up next, Money Talk, right after the news on WTMJ.
The preceding was a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.